Okay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Hey there. Hello. Hello. Let me just make sure everything is straightened out here. Okay. All right. This is, you know, we usually do this live, okay, this show. Today we've taped and we're going to edit it. And
okay, that's
these
fine.
these are jokes because we're live right now and I've done nothing but make mistakes since we got on the air here. So anyway, listen, you're an entrepreneur and an artist.
I am.
What is it? I have an entrepreneur joke. I'll spare you. But what? I think all artists are entrepreneurs. But what about that? How do you come at that?
I think we gotta be. Yeah.
Do you? Well, how did you become an entrepreneur? When did you start identifying yourself as an entrepreneur?
Well, I had an incident that happened to me at a job that I've been working since I was 16. I actually injured my back.
Yeah.
In 2016, and that kind of made me not be able to work anymore, and mm-hmm. I kind of revisited some of my childhood passions. I was kind of like dabbling in it a little bit, but not full time. But mm-hmm. after, you know, I couldn't work a 9-to-5 or go corporate anymore, I had to revisit, you know, some of the hobbies that I did as a kid, and I just kept doing it. I just decided that I'll do it full time because I had to make money.
Yeah. Kay, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but maybe it's me. Just make sure you're as near as your phone as you can, though. So what I'm getting, you had some sort of an injury, you're on the, you know, your work, and you had to sort of reinvent your things, and you went back to some of these hobbies that you had as a kid. And they were, I'm looking at your couple of notes I have. They were like art and photography, things like that?
Yes. So I've done photography while I was working my full-time job, just, you know, here and there, not professionally or not. Just putting it all into it.
Right.
After I had that injury in 2016, I had to like revisit a lot of things, and I decided just to go full force into it.
What kind of photography do you do?
So I started off doing like parties, like a lot of occasions where it's like my 50th birthday or a child's birthday or events.
Yeah.
And then I moved into events like at clubs and you know, nightclubs and 4th of July and New Year's. So I moved into that. So I do a lot of consumer-based photography, but eventually I want to move into like an artistic style.
I'm sorry, what was the first thing you said? Something based?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
We were having communication problems here. You said that you were, before you moved into the current style, you were doing something that, and I missed that whole thing. When you were doing let me ask you this. Do you photograph weddings, that kind of thing, where you have to get into events?
Yes,
okay, all right, okay. Those folks work hard.
It is hard, especially when you work an 8-hour day.
Oh, my good. My goodness. What, wow, and that takes me on a whole, we're going to talk about Ansel Adams here. I thought we're going to have a completely interesting tour there. So you're doing that. Now, do you do what they call fine photography? I don't know what the word is, but, I mean, you go out and take a picture of a tree or something like that in addition to the other stuff? Are you always
yes,
working for a client?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that I want to move into because I went to Northern Illinois for art. So.
Northern Illinois University?
Yes.
Really? Which campus?
DeKalb, Illinois.
Okay, yeah. I know DeKalb, sure. And I like it there. WDBK is a station down there. So,
Okay.
So, all right, you went down there, and it's interesting. I was talking to an art student yesterday on the program about Andy Warhol. Who do you have influences, people that you, artists or photographers, who made you want to be an artist?
Well, to be honest, my family. I have a family full of artists, whether they did murals or paintings. But nobody really did it professionally. And
yeah.
It's something that I've always had, like, ingrained. Like, it's innately that I do. Like, when I went to college, I learned more about, you know, in art history, about all the greats, like Monet and Picasso. And, you know, all of those people do inspire me. But it's mostly some of the newer people who, like, inspire me because it kind of got me back into my photography and my painting. Like, Instagram is really big now for artists because it helps them get out there. So I've watched a lot of, like, entrepreneurial artists actually come from grassroots and actually succeed, and they're actually opening up studios, and that's what's inspired me now.
This is Kay Tate. It's quarter before the hour here. Speaking of Instagram, I think we're going to post or link or something and see if we can get some of your stuff. People that are listening to us to get a chance to see some of your stuff. We'll put a note there on that. So murals, you have a family of muralists. Is that right?
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good. Do you you have some murals up in the area here that we could drive by, or what about that?
No, I haven't done any personally myself, but uh-huh. In the past, like when I was younger, yeah. I had family who would do muralists, but mostly for people's apartments and businesses, so nothing that was like commissioned by the city or anything that would be around.
Right. So with the pandemic the last couple of months here, how has that changed everything for you in all ways?
It's made it a little bit more of a crunch time issue, you know, trying to figure out and reschedule a lot of things, like a lot of weddings were canceled for me,
yeah.
Birthday parties, maternity shoots, because, you know, people have to be careful.
Yeah.
A lot of gigs, events that I was going to throw, and it's just, you know, all you can do is recalibrate.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, exactly. Speaking of recalibration, anybody tuned in a while ago, what is the, I think that, you know, light at night, we close our eyes and we imagine that beautiful moment, that beautiful future where something is a little bit different. And, you know, people that do what you do, you've got to, do you meditate, Kay?
Actually, I do.
Yeah.
Music plays a big part in that.
Music does?
I listen to it a lot when I'm either, taking photos of people or painting, you know.
You have like...
Thank God for music, yeah.
You have like buds in your ear and listen to music when you take photos?
Yes.
Really?
I usually play it for the clients to help them relax.
If
I'm doing like a photo shoot, like a headshot type of photo shoot, but if it's a wedding or like maternity thing, things like that are in the studio or in home, I play music.
You know, that's really interesting because I think photography, you're fired. Photography. Jesus. Kay, and in full disclosure, it's about 100 degrees in the studio here, and I can't get the air conditioning to work either. So you're telling me your job, and I'm telling you mine. So back to what happens. I think I talk a lot about my dysfunctional childhood on the show here. I think one of the traumas for everybody is having their picture taken. Remember Picture Day? You know, and oh my God!
Oh, you're talking about somebody who loves pictures, so
right?
Probably like ahead of the curve.
As a subject or as a photographer? Did you look forward to having
both?
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, my mom used to buy me the Polaroids when I was younger, so you know, it kind of started early. So I would take selfies before selfies was a thing.
Yeah. Hey, I bought it's not a Polaroid, but I bought an instant camera the other day. I didn't even know those were around anymore. Yeah,
I still have two of mine.
Do you? Well, all right. So what I'm going to, though, you know, it was just such a stressful time. I looked at some of these things that I was involved in. I had freckles, and they decided that, I don't know what it was. Freckles showed up as like black and white spots in those days.
Okay.
So they slathered this stuff on me in color. It would have looked like they had, put like Cheese Whiz all over my face. It was just awful. But
wow.
But it was a black and white photo. So
okay.
My point is, when you now are doing your photography thing and people are nervous, right? How'd you like to have done this in the 19th century? You know, in the era where everybody had to stay still for a minute. Right?
Yeah, that was difficult.
So
yeah, I understand.
So
people were like glued in the face.
I know.
It's different now. I'm trying to get people to laugh.
And again, I love the idea that you play music. What kind of music do you play for these folks?
Well, I think jazz is kind of pretty like a neutral thing. Like everybody's kind of like...
Jazz?
I guess from listening to it when I was younger, I guess my parents listened to it, so I kind of still listen to jazz. I'm probably like the only 32-year-old who listens to it. I don't know. But if they have a preference, then, you know, we go from pop to R&B to rap, rock, country, everything. But, you know, I pretty much started at... smooth jazz because it's kind of like it's just instrumentals and
yeah.
you know gets people to calm down.
Yeah, you don't want to play like the dirty hip hop. That's not a good one, unless the family's already about to come unglued when you take the photos.
Yeah, I think hip hop is only for the kids, like the younger, the teenagers who are taking like hip hop. That's the kids who like to listen to hip hop.
That's interesting. I'm jumping all around here. I hope that's okay. This is Kay Tate, my new friend, an artist, an entrepreneur, a parent, on the Pandemic Pirate Wake Up Show here. You know what is interesting? I don't know if people know this. Doctors, surgeons, they play music in the operating rooms, and there's a lot of conversation between them as to what kind of music they play. And some of this stuff is kind of horrifying. Oh, really? You're going to operate on me playing what? Yeah, really? So when you mentioned the music, you know, that you're offering people, I thought that was interesting. I think in Africa, I read this, there are some tribes and some people, some thinking that when you take a photograph, you steal someone's soul. Do you know about that? You ever heard
I've heard of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
That's going to slow your business down.
No, it's not. I don't steal anybody's soul.
But you know what? But seriously, you know, when you are taking that photo, that moment, that's literally a snapshot. You have to get the right thing coming out of them. You have to photograph their soul again with the music.
And I try to get people to focus on these are memories that I'm trying to capture for them. I'm doing a service. So when I'm focusing on my photography, I try to always offer that. And I always have an artistic mind frame, I guess, because I paint. So when I take photography, all my photos, I want them to feel like they can hang it up in their where they live in their home, and it's actually they can relive a moment that they had. So I try to keep them focused on that instead of having, tensing up about smiling or looking perfect.
Yeah. I like the one, you ever had a photographer that says, okay, just relax. Not so much, but I've had people telling me to relax that way. I think I'm surrounded by photography, you're painting a picture of what you do, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, you said you paint. What paint? What kind of paint? Watercolors or oil? I still can't.
Actually, I'm proficient in everything. I started off with oil pastels in college.
Right.
And I like to get my hands messy. I guess when I got older, I'm not so much into get all that stuff on my hands because it's hard to clean. I move more into acrylic and watercolor because you can kind of contain it. Eventually, I want to move into oil paint. I haven't done it enough.
I tried oil paint, Kay. Wow. I still haven't washed my hands. It's 5 years ago. Seriously, you know, that's a lot of stuff. I'm kind of a messy guy. Do you teach kids? You have a child. Your family, you pass on skills?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. She's innately how I was picking up on everything. But before I had her, she's 7 now, I would teach classes to adults, and people would hire me to teach classes to their children, whether it's a birthday party or adults, whether they're having a monumental event or something. So yeah, I she kind of wants to paint every day, and it's exhausting. I want to feel that part of her at least, so she can experience it.
I have a relative that teaches drawing at the Art Institute. I'm interested in people that do that. Not a skill that I have. Painting looks fun though. Do you wear a beret and a smock?
No, but maybe I should.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that whole idea. Let me ask you a couple more things and I'll let you run here. Thanks for leaping up here. I was wondering, is there an exhibition somewhere coming up where we can all, I said we're going to have a movie night. Can we all go somewhere and see Kay Tate's stuff? You think that's in the future?
Yes, and occasionally I do something every 3 months, but since we're getting back into the groove of things, I have to call a lot of venues and try to see how I can reschedule some things that were canceled, over the last three months. I'm in that phase right now where I'm calling and rescheduling and getting everything back in order.
Well, that's why we're glad that you had a second of talk to us tonight because we know you have nothing else to do but call people back and see, see what's going on. But no, seriously, I was thinking of Jackson Pollock. Do you know his work, Jackson Pollock? With the
he's very abstract.
Yeah, and he painted and he used house paint and these big paintings. That's my speed. Okay, I need to get a few gallons of Glidden, extra sticky, and just start.
Don't believe me. I use house paint as well.
Do you really?
It's cost efficient, especially when you're painting big canvases that are like 4 feet by 4 feet.
Wow! No kidding.
And they are the quality paints out there. You know, house paint.
I was Jackson Pollock's neighbor. I'm not kidding. I lived where he lived. We were not alive at the same time in the same place.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know about that story. This is a happy thought. I lived about a half a mile from where his life ended in an accident in East Hampton, Long Island. Anyway, the garage painting and all that stuff. You sound like an artist, Kay, even if I didn't look at your stuff, the way you think.
Hey, I think it's something that's in you.
Yeah.
Comes out,
Yeah.
You don't have to be spectacular. You know, everybody can be an artist if you sit down and do it.
Thank you. Everybody can be an artist. Put that somewhere. K-Tate. K-A-E. K-Tate. I'm going to spell this. K, thank you so much.
Yes.
We'll put something on the website, bleat.network, and we'll look at your stuff. And I hope the next time somebody takes a picture of me, it's you.
Hey.
All right.
You have my number.
I do. You'll give me my soul back.
I'll enlarge it, so.